Welcome back to the Literacy-Based Speech Therapy Podcast. My name is Kaylin.
And my name's Ashley. We're both licensed speech-language pathologists. If you have a love of picture books like we do and want fresh ideas for using them in your therapy sessions, you're in the right place. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the book Fletcher and the Springtime Blossoms by Julia Rawlinson. So go grab a copy of the book and you can follow along. This is one of our favorite authors, one of our favorite characters. We love Fletcher. You can also download, we're giving you guys a blank template. You can take notes and then use it in your therapy sessions. And that download link is on this listening app that you're on right now.
Yes. Yeah, so just a quick summary about this book. So Fletcher is enjoying the sunny weather and the warmth of spring. But when he stumbles across snowy flakes gently floating to the ground, he spreads the news of winter's return to all of his animal friends. But spring is full of wonderful surprises for Fletcher and his friends. If you are familiar with the other stories, he's a young fox, and so he's experiencing all the seasons for the first time, and he's a sweet friend. So for this episode theme of deep dive, we are letting you basically behind the scenes of how we go through a book, pull out all of the relevant speech and language goals we could use with it.
So when we're looking at the concepts for Fletcher and the Springtime Blossoms, again, this is a great follow-up to Fletcher and the Falling Leaves because he's so sweet. We ask ourselves, why are we pulling this book off of the shelf? What are the goals? What are the objectives we're trying to accomplish? So here's the reasons why we would pull this book off for our sessions. We would use it with our early childhood, our elementary, and our upper elementary. This is a variety of concepts that you can target. It's perfect for scaffolding up or down based on the age level or concepts you're working with. It's a complete episode. It has a cumulative style. It has a theme or message that you can work on. It's got great vocabulary. You can do a character analysis on Fletcher. There's some social emotional concepts you can work on, especially related to Fletcher, the character. There's some sequencing because there are some clear things that he sees along the way and some sequencing actions and friends that he comes to along the way. Perfect for sequencing. There are some text features. This helps our readers understand and connect deeper to the text. There are some inferencing opportunities. And you can also work on predicting. The grammar concepts that you can pull this off the shelf for would be working on adjectives, working on linguistic verbs, prepositional phrases, complex sentence structures. And then there's also some problem solving, alliteration, and there's a variety of speech sounds.
So let's get started with the story grammar. So this is a complete episode, like Ashley mentioned. The characters are Fletcher and the other animals. The setting is in the orchard and spring is happening. So Fletcher is enjoying the beginning of spring, the kickoff as he sees what looks to be snowflakes flowing down in spring. So his plan is he goes to warn all the animal friends. He warns a pair of birds first, but there's a problem. They have to first warn Porcupine to go back down into hibernation or he'll freeze. So before they can fly south, they want to warn Porcupine. And Fletcher's like, let's go do it. Then the next action is they warn Porcupine so that he can hibernate. And the problem is that Porcupine's, but what about Squirrel? Squirrel needs to first be warned because he's already eaten his winter stash. So then they go warn Squirrel. And Squirrel's out hunting for nuts. And then Squirrel's like, what about the rabbits? We need to make sure they start munching on grass before I go and collect nuts. So then they go warn the rabbits. And the rabbits are just playfully rolling through the grass. And they're like, no, we got to enjoy this before we have to prepare for winter. And then as they go off to play, the result of that is they discovered that what Fletcher thought was snow were actually blossoms that had fallen from a tree. And so then they all just start playing in the blossoms. And the resolution is they all return to their homes, happy playing with the blossoms. And Fletcher just lays in a bed of petals watching the blossoms fall.
It's so sweet. As Fletcher goes to warn an animal, they're more concerned about the next animal. So they're helping and they're caring for each other. They have such a sweet friendship that, you know, they want to make sure their other friends are taken care of. I love this for, you know, that character analysis. So Fletcher loves Spring. He is so thoughtful. He is so caring. And he's worried about all his friends. He found each friend in haste so that he could warn them of the snow. And he wants to encourage them to make sure they're still prepared for winter. But he kind of feels silly when he realizes it's not snow. But then he also like brushes it off and, you know, because they kind of laugh at him, but he quickly brushes it off and he just enjoys playing with his friends. So it's a great opportunity to teach our students to, you know, maybe if someone laughs at you for something you thought was a big deal, you can just laugh it off and just start playing. The social emotional concepts, each animal was worried about their friends. They put someone else in front of them and their concern for their other friends, their worry, excitement, and then they're happy and playful, and then there's relief. So kind of goes through a lot of different, that emotional spectrum. And then there's some linguistic verbs. Like Fletcher cried, Fletcher panted. He was in a hurry to tell all of his friends. He gasped. So we want to emphasize, you know, like that panic or the urgency to tell others because the friends, you know, is blowing. So those linguistic verbs also tell you how he's feeling emotionally. So you can connect and show that the use of linguistic verbs connects to that social emotional, you know, understanding. When they discovered that Fletcher had made the mistake, they responded in a playful way. And so we can, you know, again, connect with our students about how they can use that in their life. If, you know, if they trip and fall and the class starts laughing at them, you know, they can just play it off and keep on going.
So another concept is sequencing. So the order of the friends that are warned. So first, Fletcher warns the pair of birds, then the porcupine, then the squirrel, then the rabbits. You can also ask throughout a predicting question. So who do you think Fletcher's going to go warn? Who's he going to warn next? What do you think the birds will want to do before they prepare for winter? They want to go and warn their friend Porcupine. What do you think the animals will do now that they know that it's actually spring? It's still spring. So what do you think they're going to do now?
So Fletcher's winter was surprisingly not over. So you can work on problem solving here. So it meant he, you know, his friends needed to be warned. So his problem is I've got to go warn my friends so they can prepare and, or they can stay in their winter mode. You know, the things that they had to do to prepare for winter. In the end, they all realized, you know, it was not winter. It was the blossoms resembled snowflakes. So that problem solving aspect, you can work on inferencing. So here are some of the questions we would work on for inferencing. If you guys want to write these down, if you're, you know, if not, if you're driving, don't write these down if you're driving. But inferencing, why did Fletcher feel like he needed to warn his animal friends when he thought winter had returned? So you're going to have to infer, you know, to answer that question. Why would squirrel need to hunt for more nuts? Why would porcupine need to go back to bed? Why would the pair of birds need to fly south? Why would the rabbits need more grass? So each of those things goes with that animal. And so you can infer that's what that animal specifically does to prepare for winter. Another question for inferencing, what do you think Fletcher might do in the winter? Does he need to prepare? Why would Fletcher mistake blossoms for snow? How are they similar? So this might be an opportunity for you to bring out some images of specific trees that, you know, they have those white blossoms. And then another question, what would have happened had they not discovered that they were actually blossoms and not snowflakes? So how could the story have been a little bit different?
So some of the vocabulary that you could work on is like scampering or burrow. So burrow is used in a verb form and it's also used in a noun form, which is a great vocabulary opportunity for students. The word store, so storing up food for the winter, and then the word blossom. What is a blossom? Some grammar concepts. Here's an example. Fletcher bounced along with his nose in the air, sniffing the just burst buds of flowers and playing chase with butterflies. So in that sentence, you get adjectives, prepositional phrases, and then it is a complex sentence structure. So that is a great opportunity for you to break it into a simple sentence and then turn it back into a complex sentence. Another example is the animals scooped up pawfuls and clawfuls of blossoms from the ground and covered him in a tickly shower of fluttering white petals. One thing is the sensory language, and that is fun. But also like the adjectives, the prepositional phrases again, and then it is, again, a complex sentence structure. So that is throughout the whole book. So there are a lot of opportunities if you need to work on grammar. This book is also full of alliteration. Sing-song sounds of spring, stretching and scratching, blossoms bobbing in the branches, bounced back up the hill with blossoms to brighten their burrow. So these help the story flow, but then again, if you need to work on that phonological awareness skill, this book is full of alliteration.
And the text features that we pulled out of this book, the use of ellipses. So this is often used by authors to build anticipation. Our students need to be aware of that. This goes to that explicit teaching. Why does the author include ellipses? It is to build anticipation. Animated text. So the text is kind of like shows that character movement. So the text is like arched or curved, and it's to show the movement of those characters. And then the author also uses all caps and exclamation points in specific areas to show emphasis of those words. Our students need that explicit, you know, reasoning why authors do that with text. So we always want to point out those text features. If you have some speech sound kits, here are the sounds you're going to pull this book off the shelf for. Esplins, lots of esplins. So snow, squirrel, and spring are throughout heavily. That initial BL for blossoms, you see that throughout the book. Initial FL and a medial CH and final ER for the character's name Fletcher. And then initial B and medial ER for the character bird. Initial P, medial OR for porcupine. That's another character. And then initial F for food, found, first, feast, and falls. So if you have any kids working on those speech sounds, you're going to get a lot of them in this book. So make sure you check out the link to download the show notes. You can write all of this out with the template that we provide. You can write out the story grammar, you can write out the vocabulary, you can write out all of the text features, and then you'll have this ready to go to work on with your students. So grab that link in the show notes.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know you're a busy SLP, so thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Click the description for this episode on your listening app or go to sweetsouthernspeech.com to access the show notes. We will include any links mentioned.
And to continue the conversation, come hang out with us on Instagram at literacy-based speech therapy, where we share lots of books to use in your therapy sessions.
We would love to hear your thoughts on what you heard today. Please leave us a review on your listening app. We'll catch you in the next episode.